The MTG Podcast is a virtual space for women and men in the tech and creative industries.
Tune in as we put it all on the table, sharing authentic life truths as we sustain and empower each other in search of our tribe.
We're more than a designer. We're more than our name badge. We're more than the work we produce.
Welcome to the More Than Graphics Podcast.
We're that tribe.
What up, people? We made it.
Woo!
It's December. What's up, y'all? You know, we're doing cool things. I'm checking all the feeds. We're sending out emails. We're telling people we're live. We're letting people know, like, this is legit. If you don't already know, welcome to the More Than Graphics Podcast. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Cicely.
You know, we've been doing some things. We've been doing some things for a while now. Every month we come together and we talk about, celebrate, uplift, share some wisdom, drop some gems on some specific topics in relation to women in tech, in relation to women creatives. And I think it's so cool, Cicely, as we've been on this journey, you know, we've come across some amazing people. And Absolutely. We've talked, haven't we not? I mean, I feel like this has been such a journey for us. And so this being our last, like, fully live recorded episode, for you to actually jump in the conversation, this is like, you know, I don't know what to say. Like, I feel like it's like I'm giving up all the coins, you know, all the coins are just going out to y'all right now. So we should definitely catch up because there's a lot of things to chat about. But, you know, again, September, back to school. If some of us are already who have kids, maybe you have our grandkids, aunts, nieces, uncles that are taking care of young kids. It's back to school right now, so it's been kind of cray in our house. Cicely, I know it's been for you too, right?
Oh, yes. And just like the fact that, like, we get these newsletters, like, we're in Lexington, so Fayette County, we get these newsletters, and it's just crazy. Like, I read that there's 42,000 students in Fayette County schools. I guess that's pre-K or K through 12. And it's just, It's so crazy, like, to just think about the magnitude. 42,000 students, how many lives that touches, how many lives that touch, and then, you know, how many people are involved with the cultivating and the growing of these students, and to know that we're part of that larger, big, awesome community is just, it's really kind of crazy to think about.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's so crazy, too, like, you know, how we're all sustaining right now. This is the era of COVID. We're still in the pandemic. And year two, it's a little bit stronger, a little heavier this time around. And, you know, even for me, even I'm losing my voice, I don't have COVID, everybody. But even with me, it's like one of situations where, you know, you're more vigilant about your surroundings, where your kids are going, how much time they're spending in school, how much time they're spending with other people, things along those lines. So I would love to hear from all you parents out there how you're surviving, how you're thriving. Amongst yourself, even though you're maybe an entrepreneur or working in the corporate workplace, how are y'all surviving? Because we can transition to something else, you know, as we transition from summer to fall. So yeah, it's just kind of cool. Like, Cicely, what's been some, like, key things for you, like key takeaways that you've really kind of picked up on since the last time we've chatted in regards to spaces and keeping ourselves well?
One big transition for me is I feel that a lot of times throughout the year, like, I don't know, for me, I guess it's kind of natural too. It's the ebb and flow of the seasons, but fall and winter to me are my time to kind of slow down and catch up, which is actually naturally just happening right now anyways. But I'm kind of, as I'm coming off of my travel assignment here in the next three-ish weeks, I'm really trying to figure out what my next step is. So I kind of mentioned to Danielle about, you know, there's a lot of bags out there right now, a lot of coins right now. But I'm trying to, you know, not focus so much on the monetary side of traveling and just really focus on, like, okay, do I want to continue to travel? Or if I don't travel, like, what does my life kind of look like? And, you know, how does my family fit into that? How can I weave my personal goals, my educational goals into doing what's best for my family also. So I feel like this little time, this little summertime I had was for me to kind of be a little selfish and be more introspective and look into myself and just figure out, who is Cicely? What does Cicely want? Like, what are Cicely's dreams and goals? Like, you know, get back to that way before I had kids, before I was married, get back to that and just be like, you know, what does Cicely want? And then now, how does Cicely, as a woman, as a person outside of motherhood and wifehood, how does that align with Cicely the mom and Cicely the wife and the daughter? Like, how can I blend those two, mesh those two, and just become the better version of myself? So I'm really into a lot of introspection right now and figuring things out, which is a good thing. Like, I don't feel lost or I don't feel like anxious about it. I'm kind of excited about it, I would say.
Oh yeah. And I feel like too, like, as we talk about, like, in general, just, you know, motherhood and the scope and range of what we have to do for kids who are not able to completely think cognizantly of themselves or for themselves. I'm thinking about, you know, my teenagers who think they have all the answers right now. they all big and mighty right now, but, you know, deep down, they're still struggling. They're still learning. They're still adapting to a lot of life things and situations. So taking that time, as you mentioned, Cicely, you know, for ourselves, we can't serve other people without also, you know, working on ourselves first, doing that work on self. So I really respect a lot of the things that you were saying in regards to always making sure that, you know, following up on our kids, taking care of ourselves, just kind of doing that inner huddle work, right? We talk about that. I'm not a huge sports person. I'm an MMA fan, but I don't do a lot of huddles. So we don't do a lot of that because that's just not in our lingo, in our language. It's not in our family culture, if you will. We'll do some backflips and, you know, some takedowns and
some submissions.
You know, we'll do a whole bunch of those. But I think it's one of those situations too where we're all like learning. We're still adapting, striving to move in certain areas and places. So yeah, absolutely. We just have to take our time. But I love too, as we talk about, you know, things that are happening in and around this place. And I mean, this place, like, in the MTG world, we're really happy to really kind of showcase two sponsors for the next year, actually. One being Black Soil Kentucky. Shout out to Jazzy Ashley Smith. I am super excited about being able to bring Black Soil on to the podcast just to showcase the amazing diverse events, the services they provide. Now, mind you, when we think about Black Soil, what do you think of? You know, you're thinking, okay, Black farmers, Black agriculture, something along those lines. Yes, it entails all of that. But I think what's really cool is they do more than just, it's more than just the actual service of the CSAs and farming and things along those lines. It's definitely more of an educational tool for other vendors who want to go from being in the farm to being in the grocery store. They're like a tool to help you get there. They've done the work. They've done the equity. They've put in all this extra time and energy to create sustainable resources for farmers out there to put themselves out there on a much bigger platform. So Black Soil does that. And I thought that was so neat. That's something I didn't really know about beforehand. But for all you entrepreneurs out there who are in the agricultural business in the Kentucky region, check out blacksoilky.com. It's pretty awesome. Tons of information, resources, partnerships that they have there. It's a great place to grow and learn. I don't know if you've mentioned, I don't know if you knew, Cicely, that, you know, their home fulfillment center is in the Juliana Market and Gray Line Station. So
yes, I think I saw it on Instagram actually, and I was like, okay, just moving on up. I saw, I think it was either this past summer or maybe even last year that they were like, it was an announcement that they were going to have that partnership, and I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, so they definitely have like different types of shares that you can purchase products from there. They have so many different vendors, and it's not just food. I mean, there's like candles and spice packs and mixes from other local vendors that produce those goods. So I like the fact that there's so much partnership that works with them. So again, blacksoilky.com, y'all. They are awesome. Check them out. We'll be sharing a lot of their stuff on our social media feed too. But other than that, let's keep this going. This conversation going. Transition. Harvest. What are we talking about? When we talk about harvest, I mean, obviously, I think we're talking to, Priscilla. Who was a guest on our previous season of the More Than Graphics podcast. And she literally was talking about how she was just like, when I think of harvest, I think of, you know, food, you know, plentiful. I think of, you know, a whole bunch of food, like just fresh produce sitting around. And I'm like, yeah, but think about the process that it took to get to that fresh food going on your table. Ooh, that's yes. really the inner parts that we're wanting to unpack today is, yeah, we're in harvest. We're in a season maybe of harvesting, but what's the next season? Thinking ahead of the seeds that we need to plant in order to get to the harvest that we're currently in or wanting to get to. So we had some really cool inspirational quotes to, like, you know, start it all off. We talked about, let's see, life starts over again when it gets crisp in the fall. Oh, sorry. My child actually wanted toilet paper, y'all.
I love it.
It's real live over here. It's real live.
Extra live.
Yeah, it's extra live. I'm like, wow. There's paper towels in there. Everyone really wanted to know. But anyway,
I can't deal with you today.
Life starts over again when it gets crisp in the fall. From S. Scott Fitzgerald, one of my favorites. Another one we mentioned, I think, was like Emily Bronte. Every leaf speaks bliss to me, fluttering from the autumn tree. All these little poetic pieces of, you know, death to life, life to death, et cetera, et cetera. There's just so many different things of the, or examples of the kind of juxtaposition that we talk about before. Opposites being equals, things along those lines. So I hope that for some of you, this resonates with you and your story and what you're doing as an entrepreneur or a woman in tech or a woman in the corporate office. We just want to reach out and let you know that, you know, we're here. We're listening to y'all and we take your input and we want to, you know, have these deeper discussions about how we can better serve you wonderful women out there. We know we're not the only ones, even though sometimes, you know, Cecil and I, we put ourselves up on a pedestal, you know, just a little bit. Cecil, I would love to hear, you know, from you, like, I know we talk a lot about transition. We talked a lot earlier prior to this, just getting all the things out. Like, we haven't had a time to touch base a little bit, and so we were able to do that. But for you, I feel like there's a lot of transitioning things happening as you kind of move forth in your career, as we transition in family life. So, I mean, is there anything in particular that you feel like would be a piece of wisdom that you feel like you can pass down to other women who are seeking some help in that transition?
Absolutely. Like I saw a quote on, so one of my biggest things, I feel that like I know so many people, but I feel a lot of connections to a lot of different people. So even if we're not BFFs, we don't talk every day. Like, I just love just seeing people thriving. Like, I don't even care who you are. Like, I just love seeing, you know, Black girl magic, just girls out here, big hair glowing and hoop earrings and red lipstick and just whatever like makes you happy. Hey. I just love to see people thriving. Like, that's one of the things I've always loved. Like, I just love to root for people because it's a beautiful thing. Because I know like the struggles I've gone through just, you know, getting to be a nurse and just figuring out things in my life as I go along and having a lot of stumbles on that journey. And so I just want to start by saying, like, there's so much beauty in, like, seeing your dreams come to fruition. Like, there was a quote I saw on Instagram today, and it was about momentum. Like, it wasn't so much, it wasn't so much about, like, you know, you having to get someplace quickly, or, like, you getting someplace. Like, I think this used to be a big thing for me in my 20s. And I know a lot of people feel this way still. It used to be like, oh my gosh, well, by age 21, I got to do this. By 25, I got to do this. By 28, I'm going to be this. By 30, this is what's going to happen. By 35, you know, this is the goal. You know, if I haven't done this thing by 40, then I'm just too old or something, you know, along those lines. Mm-hmm. But it's the momentum. Like, I look back every year and I do this kind of in the middle of the year. I do this like when something happens, I'm like, you know what? Like, this is something that's been going on. Like, this thing just didn't happen today. Like, I swear I remember like thinking about this 5 and 6 years ago. So someone brought it to my attention about something there. And I can't even remember who it was. It's somebody on Instagram. It's someone like, you know, that's kind of loosely in my circle. I consider them an associate. Like, there's someone like, I know they're going to school. They're, you know, doing well. They're thriving. They've moved recently. But she's like, you know what? Like, I'm so proud of you for like, you know, traveling. She's like, that takes a lot of guts to do. And then I looked back at like probably when Liam was 4 or 5 years old, when I had just started or even before, like 3 or 4. And I started my original nursing journey. So, you know, it was like almost a decade ago now. I had thought like originally I was like, I'm going to travel. Like, I'm going to be a travel nurse. I'm a single parent. This is the best time. I can take my kid with me. It's going to be awesome. So like, I almost teared up just thinking about it. I was like, I'm doing it now. Like, this is it. Like, this is crazy. And it just, it's one of those things where like, even if it doesn't feel like you're moving and you're not like, you know, you're treading water and you're not getting to where you are, you're getting there. It just, it's taken probably forever in your mind, but it's happening exactly when it needs to. Like, this was the only time I've had the financial stability. I've had someone at home, like I've had a partner who was actually, you know, bringing money into the home as well, who could hold down the house while I left. It's the only time in my life I've had that opportunity. So it's just amazing to me that I planted this seed. This seed was planted in my head 9 years ago when I first started nursing school and failed, by the way. And I, you know, doubted I may ever become a nurse. And then here we are almost a decade later. And it's, you know, I have a son who's thriving even with a diagnosis of being on the autism spectrum. He is thriving. He is a great kid. I'm married. You know, like I'm just in so much of a different place, a place that I couldn't see it 9 years ago. I could not see it. And another really good thing that I learned too, I listen to podcasts. Like, I'm crazy. I be listening to stuff all the time. I be at work just having my phone sitting there. They're like, what are you listening to? I'm like, girl, it's just a podcast. Don't worry about it. But I was listening. I'm just a podcaster, just, you know, listening to podcasts. But it was something else about your dreams. Like, everything you ever wanted is there. You just can't see it yet. And I was like, it just blew my mind because it literally is everything I've ever wanted and hoped and dreamed for, even if it's not here, like visible, even if it's not tangible for me, I know it's already here. So it's helped me let go of a lot of anxiety, a lot of that, you know, I've got to do X, Y, Z by age 35, because I know at the end of the day, things are going to happen when they're supposed to happen. And if I continue to put in the work, and again, that same momentum, if I just continue to put in the work, gradually it's going to build and I'm going to get to where I need to be. So we don't have to stress out about it. Like, it's going to happen. I'm living proof it is going to happen. Like, I know now. Like, I still get, you know, a little bit anxious. I'll be like, oh, come on, hurry up. But I know that it's going to happen. Like, I can say without a doubt, just from previous experience, that whatever I'm trying to do, whatever the goals I'm accomplishing, they're going to happen. They're going to happen. They may not happen. They're not going to ever happen in your time. Let's be clear about that. But they're going to happen when they're supposed to happen. And it's just, it's such a relief to get to that point and to just realize, like, you know, I don't have to be stressed out about, oh, what am I going to do about this? You know, it's going to be fine. It's going to be okay.
Oh, I love
releasing that.
I absolutely love it. I mean, wow. Yeah. And Sicily, that total testament, because I feel like in a lot of ways, a lot of women are in that place. They see, you know, they think fall, they're already thinking of the impending doom of whatever that's happening before them. But think about that momentum, as you mentioned before. Think about the things that have already been done, things that you have spoken into existence in this time, in this space. And I can completely attest, you know, being patient in that wait. It may not happen today, it may not happen tomorrow, but it will happen. And so that kind of leads up to, you know, our big celebratory announcement about, you know, MTG being present at the She Podcast Live conference in October. You know, being patient in that wait, I think there's a true testament to this whole moment. So how this came across is I had a whispered affirmation to myself that I would be able to be present at a more present period at conferences, at podcast conferences. And by golly, we got notified that, you know, I would be able to speak in terms of podcast websites and websites period in regards to marketing podcasts. So I'm really excited to be able to speak at the She Podcast Live conference in October. That's in Scottsdale, Arizona. Y'all, I'm flying in October to Arizona. And so I'm really, as much as I'm excited about that, it also, you know, in my head, I'm already thinking, like, you know, the things that list of 1 through 15 things that could possibly go awry or wrong. But I'm going to continue to walk out and step out in faith, in absolute positive vibes, because you just never know what's on the other side of that. As a good friend would say, what's the best that could happen? So I definitely want to, like, encourage anyone who's in listening range that transition doesn't have to be scary. Transition doesn't have to be fearful. Transition doesn't have to be hard. So just don't be a beta blocker to yourself in some areas. Definitely want to make sure that you are being open and receiving to a lot of the change that's happening with or around you. And I know that's easier said than done for many people who are struggling in much more harder circumstances. That is way harder than me just speaking those words. So I completely understand that. But I do think that it's possible for us to keep our chin up, you know, as we are transitioning from summer and all the free spiritedness that we were feeling. And now we're going into a little bit more traditional fall setting. Maybe that's freeing for some, but for many, that's going back to the sludge of some things. So, yeah, just kind of some cool facts that I was thinking about in regards to just the fall season. One, we have, for most of us on this side of the hemisphere, we have daylight savings time, right? So this is supposed to fall backward. Spring, we go forward. Fall, we go back. So I think we gain an hour of sleep. We fall backward.
We gain an hour of sleep.
So I think this is a great time for us to be slumber bunnies. And maybe we can do like some sort of like online slumber party or something sometime soon, a pajama party where we can just hang out in our PJs and celebrate that extra hour of rest, whatever that may look like for you. Maybe that's rest sitting in your pajamas doing absolutely nothing. Maybe that's rest sitting in the kitchen enjoying the sunrise. Maybe that's an extra rest at the end of the day when the kids have gone to bed and you have an extra hour to yourself to rest. I think it's really important, and even more so to talk about like single individuals, not necessarily mothers, but just in general, just having that extra time to yourself to recalibrate, to relook at things, to re-strategize maybe some things that you are trying to achieve on your own, you know, on your own personal time. But I definitely want to hear from the rest of you, like how do you guys find solitude in transition? As we talk about, you know, harvesting, and we talk about being able to reap the benefits of the seeds that we plant. Maybe what are some seeds that you're currently planting now that you're hoping will come to fruition later? I would love to hear comments about that. And of course, at the very top of the comments, there is a link to be a guest on the show or live right now. You can literally click that and we'll bring you up in here in this very space right now. And we can chat a little bit more about, you know, wisdom that we can share with each other to really hold each other up in this season of transition. Again, 2021 and 2022 are going to be a little bit different than 2001. They're going to be a little bit different than 2010. I forgot how old I was. So I was like, oh, wait, I can go back further. So it's one of those situations where, you know, we're doing things differently, and especially in these past two seasons where, again, a pandemic has been kind of cramping in on our personal, you know, space and time. I would love to hear from the rest of you, like, how are you surviving? How are you thriving? What seeds are you planting now that you know may or may not survive the pandemic so that you can have some fruits of labor later? And again, we have the link at the very top of the comments. You can click on it and join if you want, and I'll bring you gladly on the show and we could talk about it live. We can unpack it right now in this moment.
Absolutely.
So I want to talk, I'm going to get off topic just a little bit because I want to talk about music. So I transitioned the house. As many of you know, we transition the house at our house. We are always one season ahead. So my Spotify Halloween playlist has already been on and loud and blaring practically the past 2 weeks, okay? Next week, we'll actually start unpacking the mantle and decorating it for Halloween. Yes, Halloween. So as we kind of plan ahead, I know people, I'm waiting for the comments to show, Daniel, you are just too much. But I do say I am much as it is. You can just check the box. But I love the fact too that I'm also being mindful and being ahead, because as we get closer to the holidays season period, things become more hectic, right? So I don't always have enough energy or time to do it right as the season is happening. So this kind of saves me a lot of time and energy, and I get to relish making more memories with my kids. Just because I am doing things a little bit earlier and taking time. Of course, I get the sad eye. Mom, here she is again. It's August and she's pulling out pumpkins. Like, it's all the things. But at the same time, they almost kind of expect mom to be ahead. So maybe you guys have your own traditions of things that you do a little bit earlier. I know some moms that are already putting up Christmas trees at the end of September. So I ain't pointing no elbows. I'm not saying no names. I'm not going to out you. Okay. But I do know people, there's more people like me out there in the world that are part of my tribe. So, hey, Joanna, thanks for joining us tonight. And hi, Daitana. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. You love our energy and the momentum never stops. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. That's something that we're always trying to tell people, that, you know, we can prepare for the moment, but we also need to prepare for the unforeseen, right? That momentum, that energy we put in, we just got to keep it going. So yeah. What are some things, with you, Cicely, though? I know we talked a little bit about, you know, just kind of the household transition, but what are some things you're looking forward to for the fall?
I am looking most forward to pumpkins and decorating. Like, I've been really, like, my husband Ryan will tell you this. I'm terrible at decorating, and it's not because I don't like it. It's just that, like, by the time I really gather myself and gather the time to do it, like, the holiday is already passed. Like, it's gonna be like October 28th. I'll be like, well, dang, I could have put, you know, a pumpkin wreath on the door. I could have done something, and it just be too late. So that's my nature. I'm just kind of a late person naturally. No. So Ryan really enjoys the holidays, and Halloween is one of our favorite holidays, and we love like costumes and candy and, you know, trick or treating and just the fun, it was the magic of Halloween. So this year he said, what we're going to do, since I get back home at the end of September, we're going to decorate the house and like right outside the, like the front porch, we're going to decorate the end of September so that we have a full month to enjoy our holiday stuff. And we can keep our fall stuff up for November. So we're going to do that. And we're, last year we just kind of did Thanksgiving at my parents' house. So this year, like, I move into that, because I still, like, Thanksgiving is still fall to me. Like, some people start thinking about Christmas. I'm like, no, ma'am, there is a holiday between Halloween and Christmas. Is.
That's right. That's
a couple
right.
of them, actually, depending on when, you know, Hanukkah falls and stuff. So there's in Ramadan, like, there's a lot of holidays that could be in between there. So y'all need to calm down. Yeah.
Come on.
Y'all need to calm down. But we're finally going to have our own, like, family Thanksgiving. So this will be our second Thanksgiving together. And then it'll be our first Thanksgiving we've had all the kids, and then we're gonna, you know, invite my mom and dad, maybe granny and papa, like it really depends on what's going on with COVID at that point. Mm-hmm. They're all vaccinated though, but it just, you know, it kind of depends on how comfortable they feel. You know, they're in their 80s, so we'll let them rock if they don't want to do that. We'll bring stuff by, but we get for the first time to have like a Stamper family Thanksgiving, so we're so excited about that. We're planning the menu already. So I'm like, oh, it's so cute. Like, it's my own little family. This is what we get to do. So I'm excited about it. It's my first time ever doing, like, outside of just me and Liam. It's my first time ever, like, doing, and my parents. It's always been me, Liam, and my parents and my family with Thanksgiving. So now we're going to do a Stamper family Thanksgiving, and it's really exciting.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. And I love how this season just brings about more, it technically should bring about more in-person gathering, you know, like it makes people want to come together in the fall. We talk about the different holidays, you know, we talk about all the different fall events that happen, like the pumpkin patches and, you know, and the little, you know, the ciders and the carnivals and the fall festivals that happen around this time of the year. Right. Who doesn't want like a caramel apple stick? Like, that used to be my thing as a kid. I definitely love those. I can't do that so much now, but definitely loved it as a kid. But I mean, this just, the season again just brings people together. And so as we go about, you know, going into a season now that kind of limits that a little bit, you know, how do we still find ways to connect with each other? And this is one. You know, we created this podcast so that other women can be a part of this tribe, that we're finding other people that are in our tribe that we didn't even know before. And it's kind of cool as we bring on guests throughout this entire season, how we've continued to kind of build on that, right? This is our Absolutely. Third season. So we've put on, you know, there's 36 women and men out there that have been a part of this journey of just finding one's tribe and gelling on that factor. So I love the fact that, you know, fall kind of helps bring that together. But for me, I have a couple different things. Obviously, pumpkin spice latte. Can we say it out loud? Okay.
Yes.
It's already out. It came out last week. Go get it. Like,
well, they wasn't playing.
No, I even put it in my stories. Like, y'all can thank me later. When does PSL come out? Like, I Googled it, screenshotted it, and said, you're welcome. And I definitely have gotten my fair share of PSL already, but I'm so happy it's now that it's officially September. You know, there's a reason to actually get more pumpkin things. We wrapped up on if you're a Kroger person, you know, in the bakery, they roll out those chocolate chip pumpkin cookies, and those are like my favorite things ever. I intentionally stalk the bakery area during the first. It's not in the first week of September. It's the week before. So that's like right, you know, when it turns to September, they'll start putting it out like a whole bunch to get, you know, the first batches out. Yeah, we grab those up real quick. And then,
so we know who takes them all then.
Yeah. Don't go to that one location because it's gone. Like, just and then I love pumpkin smelling anything. Like, honestly, that's my big thing. I love a mean pumpkin roll. Okay, so I did not grow up with pumpkin roll, but I had kids with a family that makes homemade pumpkin roll. Ooh. And let me just say, that's what attached me immediately. I was like, I gotta have this every day of my life. Like, it's not fall until I have this. The pumpkin roll is like my big thing, and I now only go to like two people to ever get pumpkin roll. So just so everyone knows, like, Danielle's picky about her rolls. it's a thing. The other thing I love about fall also is golly gee whiz, the infamous pumpkin spice shake at Culver's. If you don't go there already, I'm just shouting out a whole bunch of sponsors. Y'all should just go ahead and just, you know, give us that promo code. So I absolutely love Culver's pumpkin spice latte. Not pumpkin spice shake, period. It's a custard shake.
I've never had it. I gotta try this now.
Oh my gosh. It's the epitome of fall. Like, I intentionally, this is my favorite thing to do. When it's officially fall, I will drive in the car. I will go to Michael's. I will do my little Michael thing. And then as soon as I'm done with Michael's, I swoop up right up in the little drive-thru, whoop, whoop, and get that shake. And that's fall. It. Like, that's fall for me, is carousing all of the holiday aisles of Michael's crafts and stores and going to Culver's afterward and getting that shake. So that's fall for me. And I know people are like, Daniel, that's really, yeah, she's out there. That's it for me. Like, I love it. But I also love too, again, just that amount of community that we constantly talk about and we're building together in the season. So maybe we've got some people in here that have some seeds that they're planting. I'm checking the feeds just to make sure that I'm not missing nobody. But I'd love to hear from you what seeds you're planting to kind of set off maybe 2022. Maybe some seeds you're planting to set off currently this last quarter four. I mean, we just talked about this, Cicely. Like, how crazy is it? Quarter four.
Right, like, we blinked and it was, like, we were just talking about how 2020, I guess because the pandemic was so new and like life changed real quick and we had to quickly adjust to the changes. It seemed like a drug, like it went on and on and on. And I feel like this year it was, you know, January, we're like, this is going to be different. Mm-hmm. And then you blink and it's September and we're like, oh man, Delta, and some of life's getting back to normal, but it's a very interesting time. And it's gone by, to me, this year has just flown by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely am like looking at, like, we were talking about, you know, fall earlier and like some of the best things about fall. You know, we talked about the tree, the leaves falling. I mean, I've got a whole bunch of limbs falling off my tree right now currently. And I think it's really interesting how as the days get shorter, we think about that, you know, all the pretty imagery of fall and what it brings. So, you know, again, that whole death to life, life to death kind of perspective that I feel like is so necessary as we transition for seeds that we're planting, you know, for the next season. But I definitely want to just kind of, again, keep it open. If you guys have questions that you want to ask on the show, there's a link directly at the very top of the comments. Click on it, and you're more than welcome to jump on here, be in these same little squares that we are live right now. So you're welcome to jump in here and ask questions. Tell us about the seeds you're planting, maybe something you're excited about as you transition from the season of summer to fall and winter. One thing I am definitely looking forward to is all of the seasonal, I have seasonal, I don't want to say seasonal movies, but, you know, seasonal things that you do. So, you know, we talk about, you know, pumpkin carvings and, you know, decorating the mantles and things along those lines. There's like some classic films that I only watch during the season. I'll be real honest. I intentionally only watch Steel Magnolias in the spring and in the fall. I will not watch it in the summer. I will not watch it in the winter. I will only watch it in the spring and in the fall. Nice. Maybe you have a particular movie that you watch only during certain seasons or times of the year. I'm open to it. Cicely, do you have ones that you watch? Are you game for all?
Well, Harry Potter is one, like when, you know, the marathons come on, I think it's on HBO Max, mm-hmm. either it is or it's coming soon. That's mm-hmm. a fall. That is a very mm-hmm. fall thing for me. And I don't know why, like ain't nothing in that book that ever says anything about, maybe because he starts school in the fall. Maybe it that's why. But it's a very fall thing for me.
Today for is Hogwarts Day. So for all of you out there, hashtag Happy Hogwarts Day. It is technically in the books. School starts on September 1st. So shout out to you, JK. Shout out to you, JK, for making that logistic thing. I actually celebrated that in my stories on Instagram today. Was you know, September we return to Hogwarts. And also did a photo of me if I was actually curating or wandering about the Forbidden Forest. That was the next photo. So you have to check that out on Instagram. But I have certain things that I feel like I can only do in the fall, or maybe even like I'm a person about curated foods even. So mm-hmm. like all of my stews, all of my like heart meaty things, yes. very hearty things I like to put on during the fall season. And so I try my best to like Pinterest intentionally like fall things. Pinterest and intentionally fall things to put in my, you know, pin down or share recipes. There was one that I recently pinned. It was like a butternut squash casserole. It Ooh. Looked amazing. Shout out to Maggie for that, by the way. Maggie was the one that shared that originally in her feed, and I saw it and I was like, I have to have it. So I'm going to make it. I don't even know how I'm going to make it just yet because I didn't look at the ingredients yet, but it looks so dang good. I'm going to make it happen.
You didn't even care about the ingredients.
Mm-mm. I was like, we're just going to make it happen. So, I mean, just fall just brings about so many different things. I intentionally like chili and Ooh, pot yeah. roast, like things along those. Those are things that I like specifically during the fall. I don't like to eat them any other time of the year as much because it's just not like the weather's perfect. We think about, you know, the fireplace and the mantles that turn on during that time. For all of you out there, we have a wood burning fireplace. And so it's really interesting how we're going to do that with a baby this year. So,
oh, yeah. We don't with have a mobile baby.
Yeah. So we don't have a gate yet, but I think we're going to have to invest in one just to put around the fireplace this year to kind of guard some things. But for the most part, it's a pretty safe place. It's not open. It's enclosed. So right. It's still safe for baby, but you just never know, right? Especially this baby. So
ninja babies. Babies be trying it. They be trying it. Things you didn't think of, they try. You'd be like, oh, I didn't even realize that was, you know, dangerous or that could happen. I didn't even
Yeah, know. So, for sure.
So funny.
I want to transition just a little bit because we're both special needs moms and we talk about, you know, the needs that our kids have during fall. Is there anything specific that you are doing to kind of help transition? Liam?
I would just say we're really focusing on a schedule and like things that he needs to do. Like he's taking the bus for the first time. Like Yay. He's been on the bus before, but like he's actually now walking himself to the stop. He's getting on the bus and he's getting off the bus and walking home. Like I'm over it. And I'm so proud of him. It's been, we're at week two and a half of school. And he only, you know, got in trouble, but he was on the first day. He was on the bus. And he missed his stop, so we had to like ride it all the way, and then they came back and dropped him off. But he just didn't know that they wouldn't tell him where the stop was, and I didn't know that either. I mean, you know, I haven't. Gosh, it's been years. Like I went to private school, so most of my life we commuted. Like mom and dad would drop me off. Right. So I only did buses. I did it for like a week, and then I did like when we'd go on field trips. And of course, when you stop, you're just there. So that's it. But poor Liam, he was like. He wasn't upset about it. Like, I'm really proud. He didn't have a meltdown. And any other time that would have happened a few years ago, he would have been distraught and, like, never got on a bus again.
Oh,
and
my he's gosh. Like,
well, it's okay. I know what bus to go on now. You know, I was having a mini panic attack because Ryan was waiting for him at the bus stop and he didn't get off. He's like, I saw every other kid get off and he didn't get off. And then, you know, I'm away from home and I'm like, oh God. So I'm calling the school, right, trying to figure it out. He had his phone off because mom told him not to have his phone on in school. He forgot to turn it back on.
Oh my gosh.
We're working on a routine. He now has a routine. In the mornings, if Ryan has gone to work already, he works 12-hour shifts. So if he's gone to work already, I call him in the morning. I make sure he's up, make sure he lets the dog out. He keeps his phone on until he gets to the bus stop. He sends me a text, mom, I'm at the bus stop. He turns it off. When he gets on the bus in the afternoon, he turns it back on so I can, you know, see his little location moving through the streets, right, of Lexington. And he tells me I'm on the bus. He lets me know when he's at home. And like just having that structure and putting so much responsibility on him. Mm-hmm. This was kind of the test to see like where he was at and, you know, if we needed to have an extra person helping out or like what kind of needed to be the direction we went in. And now I'm, you know, 100% sure. And oh gosh, I'm going to tell you this too. The other day he made a conscious decision by himself and it was a great, mature, honest decision. And I almost cried because I was so happy. So he had some schoolwork to make up and they were doing some after school help. And he's like, well, mom, I got on the bus and I'm on my way home because I finished all my work in school. So I didn't have to stay. And I'm like, Liam, like, whoa, you made that decision by yourself. And then he's like, he didn't call me. He told me when he was on the bus, but I was like, why are you on the bus? And he's like, well, I finished all my work. So I didn't have to stay after school. And I'm like, look at you. That's, I can't. Well, and he's just growing up and it's amazing. And especially when you have kids who are special needs on the spectrum, whatever the condition may be, it's just, there are days where maybe when he first got diagnosed, I wasn't sure we'd get to the point. Mm-hmm. Like I was not sure the level of development he would have. Like he's always been a smart kid. He's always been, you know, really great with people, but I just didn't know kind of where autism would take us and what trajectory he was on. But I mean, at this point, like, I love to say it, but like, I know that Liam will be fine. Like, I know that he will be okay, that he just needs a little help, a little guidance, but he will be okay. So that's one of our wins for this year as a special needs parent. It seems a little itty bitty tiny thing, but the fact that he, you know, had the foresight to be like, I don't need to stay after school. I'm going to call mom. I'm going to get on the bus and do what I need to do. I was like, yeah, just raise yourself now. You don't even need me.
Yes. I mean, I can totally relate to that. I love that. As soon as you mentioned that, I was like, heart lunge, because I know
it still makes me tear up. It's wonderful. Like, I just love it.
Just seeing that level of independence and that they strive for that independence. That's the part that's always the kicker is, you know, we always kind of walk that path for them in some way or fashion, but now they're starting to have to walk that path on their own. And when they take those first steps, you always kind of want to like, oh, like, you know, the whole notebook.
My little birdie.
Right. And closer to the birdie. Let me get away from the notebook. I definitely think that it's one of those situations where you want to be able to, you know, clench and hold on to in some areas, but, you know, growth is growth. And promoting independence is a foundational step in any range of childhood and child rearing. So I just think that's so cool. I love that. I knew you were going to talk about that a little bit about that independence. I was like, yes, like all the things. Right. That's a huge part of transitioning in life as parents, as individuals. A transition that I'm recently getting more accustomed to as a business owner is working with staff. We've grown a lot, and that was a big milestone that happened to me over the summer, really early in the part of this year. So I've been talking and and Cicely will tell you I've been talking about, you know, growing it, really scaling the business in a different direction, having more of a supportive team in place as we do more business. And here we are now, 2 quarters later. We recently were awarded finalist, not winner, finalist for Best Web Design Company by the 2021 Reader's Choice Awards. And to be able to have that title, if you will, to be able to have that seems pretty rewarding. And I'm super excited for the winner, who's also a woman in woman-led business. So I think it's really important that we just keep showing up and we keep doing the work. And that's something that I've learned in this transition recently is, you know, to lean on that, lean on your team, lean on the people that are there to support you in whatever fashion that is. Maybe that's an extra, you know, hey, can you stay an extra 10 minutes to do this? Or, hey, can I give you just a little bit more work here? Everyone is for each other. If we really are for each other, we can support each other in that way. So that was something too that transitioning ebb and flow of life, learning as I go along into fall. But man, I mean, I cannot even imagine, again, being able to talk to a national platform like She Podcasts, being able to take on this this cool title of being a finalist for this fan-based award. Like, people voted for us. So that makes it feel that much more gratifying, you know, when people vote for you in that way. But then also in general, just being present. Being present and letting people know, like, this is where I'm at. I think that's been more truth-telling for me through fall. Maybe that's where some of you are. Maybe that's not. Again, we'd love to hear from any of you. You're welcome to tell us what you're working on, maybe some seeds you're planting, again, for the next season for you to harvest. I have some seeds that I'm definitely trying to harvest into the next year. I would love to be able to speak at more events. So that's some seeds I'm planting. A couple other seeds I'm planting is being able to have a podcast that is, not necessarily. Let me rephrase. Let me go all the way back. Sorry. Being able to have a podcasting platform for my speaking self, for my personal self, so that I can grow my influence and things along those lines. So my goal this year is to get to at least 25 podcast appearances. And nice. I'm on track for that. So fingers crossed that we can maybe follow up later when I get to that point, and we can do a little, you know, fake balloon drop in 3D somewhere on a filter.
Yeah.
We can kind of live it up. But Cicely, do you got some seeds you're planting for the next season? Or maybe?
Oh, yes. So career-wise, I'm just trying to figure out what direction I'd like to go in and what makes the most sense for my goals. Like kind of how we talked about just planting the seeds and figuring out direction and like doing that introspective work. So I have a pretty good idea. So my homework for this month for myself is to sit down and just take a look at, you know, where am I at today? Where do I want to be? And then kind of map out some interim steps to get there. So for me, that includes getting a little more education and then doing more partnerships. So as a little itty bitty baby business, I have not taken really any risks, and I've not put myself out there enough. And I know this, like, you know, I know. And I always make excuses like I'm at work and this, but I mean, like, if I want this to be my work, then I need to start treating it like something that is important and something that matters. Because it really, like, the work I do with my company, the things I've learned, I want to do that. Like, that is what I want to do as my work. Mm-hmm. So I need to stop making excuses, and I need to do what I need to do. So the seeds I'm planting right now are just being on track, just, you know, not kind of micromanage and plan every single thing. Just go, you know, write some ideas down and be like, okay, I know. And I know that all the ideas I've talked about, and I've talked, you know, bounced some ideas off of Danielle, I have the people in place to make those things happen. And it is me. So I need to, the seeds I'm planting are moving out of my way, moving out of my own way to be able to do something. So I have like two goals for the end of the year, by the end of the year. I'm going to teach a class of some sort and or do a collaboration with another Black-owned local business. So those are my two. And like, you know, if one person shows up, I don't even care. If nobody shows up, like, but I did it. That's what I need to do. I need to just put myself out there. And that's what I'm bad at doing. Like, it's all cute to be like, I have a business. But what's not cute is to not, to have nobody know what you do, or to have like, to not be able to reach anyone. It's not about the money-making part for me. It's about the reach. Like, I feel the work I do is important. I feel like the platform I have for birthing and for childbirth education, I feel that's important. But how important is it if nobody ever knows about it? So,
yeah, I so am with you on that. I love that. And I feel like there's a lot of entrepreneurs, especially startups, who are in very similar places when they talk about, you know, I really want to get out there, but I'm not sure, you know, what to do. Or in general, like, I say I own a business, but I haven't, you know, done anything to really kind of cultivate that yet. This is the season for it, right? I feel like through this entire pandemic has given us a little bit more of a playground to figure out what's going to last and what's not going to stick. So I feel like if you're trying to figure out and finagle and play around, now is the time to do it, because it's like the perfect time to do it, because once COVID kind of dissipates, fingers crossed, As COVID dissipates, we're going to start seeing really what's going to work with people and what's not, what events stay around, what events don't. So absolutely. I think now is the perfect time to kind of test the water, dip your toe, just one little toe, and just kind of see like what works for you and what doesn't work. As an entrepreneur, we've done a lot of experimental things in this season, in this past season, to figure out what's lasting, what's not lasting. For instance, tomorrow it's like a lineup here at Octane. So we have, you know, the podcast happening here tonight, tomorrow night, and the live event for Canva Critiques. We're figuring out, you know, if that's a thing, do people really need that type of support on a regular basis? So we're providing free, you know, practically free, Canva critiques to people who want to be critiqued in their design, or they need help in just kind of getting the basics started. For entrepreneurs and startups, this is a starting point, right? So maybe for Cicely, she can jump in there and be like, I need this, this, and this.
I do have stuff made on Canva. See, that's, I'm telling you, I'd be doing stuff and just don't even be doing stuff. It's terrible.
We just got pin you down, Cicely. We just got pin you down.
It's me. Like I said, I know it's me. It is me. And like, that's what I want. That is my message for everyone like out there tonight. Just get out of your own way. Because I know it's me. And sometimes you'll be like, well, it's because of this. No, it's because of you, girl. It's because of you, man. That's why. Aww. It's because of you. And that's okay, though. But like admitting it, like I said, admitting is the first step. But oh once you know, yes. Once you know. Yay, Priscilla! Hello!
I was gonna let you finish. My hand slipped by accident. That was my
fault. No, you're all right. But you gotta get out of your own way. Get out of your own way and say hello to the beautiful Priscilla.
Hey, lady. Thanks for jumping on here. We're not really doing a whole lot. We're just talking plans and seeds. What seeds are you planting? You got seeds you're planting for the season? Well,
I do not have a green thumb, so you don't want me planting anything.
I love it.
Of course.
What kind of seeds are we talking? Are we talking
about natural plant killers?
Personal business seeds or what?
Yeah, like any type of business goals or just in general seeds you're planting for yourself as a person, as a mom, as a woman. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm, right? Come on. Come
that's
on.
For it. It's too early. It's not the After Dark special yet. I told you, I'm going to have a... Hey, Cicely, you don't know. I'm going to have a silly After Dark eventually.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Well, seeds. Let's see. Okay, so I haven't talked to Cicely forever, right?
I know. Hi.
I haven't talked to you forever. Danielle, yeah, you know. So I've been doing this thing, Cicely, for over a year. I've been doing a celebrating online for just every day, a random holiday, right?
Yes, and I love it.
That's not even like my business yet, right? So that's my seed that I'm planting, Danielle, is because I've talked to you before and I've told you I want to have a variety show, like an actual variety show.
Yes.
And bring on my friends, which I've kind of, somebody was telling me yesterday, she was like, well, I kind of did some of that when I brought you on and Heather on and other people. As far as that seedling, yeah, that's the one. And it's funny because it's not the one that brings me the money, right? But it's the one that brings me joy. And that is more, you know, I don't want to sound like whatever.
Thanks,
but,
Marie.
But that's to me is more, I don't want to say more worse, you know, when I'm sitting here going, wallet, you know, but
right.
It is. I mean,
personal joy, personal fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. I have said before in the past that, you know, I am the least financially sound that I've ever been in my life, probably since college, but I've never been more at peace.
That's awesome.
And it's like, yeah,
we need that,
right? Is that a seed? That's a seed.
Is that is yes. A seed. That's awesome.
That is definitely a seed. Thank you. We have like so many. Obviously, if you haven't listened to Priscilla's episode on Ask and Reach in season 2, please do yourself a favor, go back to mtgthepodcast.com and go listen. Like, go do it because it's awesome, and she has so many great wisdom pieces that I feel like more people need to hear. So
well, I'm older now, so you know I even have more wisdoms.
So much older than last year. So much older.
Oh my gosh.
No, that was like two or 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Like a
it
year and a half. Closer to a year and a half.
I would say
last year was 19. So it was Yikes. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's been some serious, like, yeah. Was it season? No, yeah, season one. It had to have been season one then.
Yeah.
So yeah. Wow.
If Brittany was still.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Season one.
Then season one. That's
what brought me on. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that's it. That's nice. Okay. So as you can tell, we've all kept up somewhat with each other in that time. For the rest of the listening audience that's catching up here. But it's so cool to watch Priscilla do all these little amazing little lives on each individual social media holiday. If you do not follow Get Silly Creative, please go do that. Do yourself a favor. Go ahead and put your link in the comments, girl, so we can talk about all the things. Oh,
this is the old lady. Where's the links go? Where are you talking? Where's the little window?
I will put it in here right now. Look.
She's like, where are the things? Where are all the things? Hey, let me
tell you, you want to watch tonight. In my head, you want to watch tonight. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys caught that I did a roller coaster. I made a roller coaster, Cicely, out of cardboard.
Stop it. That's awesome.
I am repurposing it tonight.
Yes.
I'm like excited. And we came in the room earlier and I've been trying to do the what is it called? The time lapse stuff.
So yes.
You know?
Oh my goodness.
And it's so funny because I have to make sure it works before I go and say, hey. But yes. It works. Tape. I just need tape.
But that's awesome. I love seeing the joy that doing your celebrations has brought you. Like, I love seeing them. They pop up on my Facebook. It pops up on Instagram when I see you. And how you drag the kids, not drag, but how you let the kids participate as well. I think it's awesome.
Well, half of the stuff, some of the stuff doesn't work unless, right. You know, I have them. So
you got some people with you.
I love
Max
it.
Max and I, we did it was Duran Duran Appreciation Day.
Yes, nice. I saw that one. I
he
loved
was wild
it.
Boy. He had to be wild boy. So
I loved it. I loved it. His little jacket and all the things. I absolutely adored it.
Daniel, he took those photos himself.
Okay.
I have my little ring light, right, with the thing on there. And I was like, mommy's going to get ready. You can take some pictures. And then I went and I was like, holy.
Yeah.
These are awesome.
These are good.
Yeah. That's great. That a budding so creative.
Awesome. I know, right?
Yes.
He's into Greatest Showman. Greatest Showman. We watched it all day today.
Oh.
He did like three wardrobe changes within one song that lasted 2 hours.
I love it.
I love it. Miles is a huge fan of that of the movie. He was all up in it. My oldest, and that was when it first came out. He was obsessed. He had it on YouTube on repeat because, you know, kids don't listen to. Awesome. Streaming music unless it's on YouTube. So wow. That's what he did, like a whole playlist. And he was just, I was like, okay, I'm so for it. But yeah, I'm so glad that you were able to jump on here, Priscilla, because we want to tell people more and more about, you know, you. We want to tell people more about, in general, the seasons of life that we're all just kind of going through during this time. It's just crazy. Like back to school, we talk about fall, we talk about, you know, just the transition of life. What are some like pain points in your transition so far? Do you have any pain points?
Pain? When you say so far, like, can you give me a time frame? Yesterday?
Today? In the scope of summer to now.
Okay. Well, summer to now, the big pain thing for me was, you know, my daughter, she was virtual learning most of the time last year. And mm-hmm. So the transition from, she ended off the end of the year in person, and then go right after that. Hey, let's go back, stay at home, right?
Yeah.
And let's not see anybody. But we did a lot of play dates. So we tried to do mom swaps where we can take a couple hours
that's
off, right?
Smart, yeah.
And then everybody went back to school. So I lost all that. But for me, it's nice. Although my son Max, he's now in kindergarten. But yeah. He has a wonky kindergarten schedule. So he's Monday, Thursday, alternating Wednesday.
Oh. Ooh.
Right? And wow. So this is just the second or third week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told Danielle about this. My ex, their father, he got remarried. And he got remarried like the day after they started the first day of school. So that first weekend from them, kind of hard shit going on. And I... Yeah. You know, and that was a huge pain point mm-hmm. for me, you know, as a mother. And also, like, you know, I'm thinking about in the back of my head, okay, when am I going to, you know, I got to put in some time to, you know, how am I going to deal with this tomorrow? And mm-hmm. how is it going to go on? And then now school's, you know, back in school. And it's here for us, the pain is the transitioning. Mm-hmm. And for my daughter, it's fine because she's there every week. But then now Max is all of a sudden back, you know, when it all started, he got pulled out. Everything changed.
Right. And now right. he's
going to put in there. But then they're like, don't totally get used to this because you got to go home like tomorrow for 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then you go back and then you're going to be gone. Yeah. So
that's scheduling. What
he's used to with him. But I mean, if he's going to watch Greatest Showman every single day and he's going to act it out, okay. I mean, I just turn on Spotify, right?
Right.
That's right. Oh my goodness. Can't go wrong with that. I love it. We also talked a little bit more about favorite things about fall. So do you have any favorites about fall about you, Priscilla, that you love the most?
Well, if I can get outside, I look forward to like wearing tights again. Cause you know, now I get to actually, I've been wearing
yes.
cutesy coat clothes and stuff, but now I'm like, I want the skirts with the tights and then the booties and stuff and the aww. Scarves. And it's just the, of course for me, it's the fashion part. Mm-hmm. And, you know, throw in the pumpkin lattes and all that stuff. But I'm like, you know, this stuff is kind of free because I already have it. You know, and I'm like, gets a little bit much when you do the Starbucks. But the smells, for me,
it's,
you know, when you think fall, when I think fall, I automatically think of all the rustic.
Oh, yes. The cinnamon and the cloves. And
apples.
Sounds. Yes, exactly. Mm. Apples. Although it scares me, you know, all those plugins, like the Glades and stuff. It scares me to get one of those flavors because I feel like it's going to smell like, you know.
Not good.
Not good.
Their apple cinnamon is good. The Glade apple cinnamon is actually really good. It smells real. It smells like real apple cinnamon.
Glade?
I love it. Yeah, the Glade plug-in, their apple cinnamon, it actually smells really good.
Yeah, because those people, they try to get me all the time with all the, this smells like vanilla sugar or, you know.
And you're like, no, it doesn't.
This is a pear.
Right. Smells like burnt sugar. It doesn't smell like
know.
Lobster.
Right. Exactly.
Whose pear was this?
Oh, man. Terrible. That's hilarious. But yeah, we're just in general, for people out there, we're talking all things fall, transitions. We have Priscilla. I'm right here with Everyday Celebrations. She's right here. If you need to find her, we definitely have a link already in the comments for you to check her out. Join her group. And she has amazing, all kinds of amazing inspiration in the group as well. And then for if you don't already follow MTG, the podcast, please do so. We really want everyone to kind of jump on board. I'll thank you for giving me your website, Priscilla, because I totally did not do that. Let me put that in the comments. and then as we continue talking, I just wanted to kind of again shout out to anyone out there who is planting seeds right now, who is doing the hard work in planting seeds right now so they can harvest later. Like I said, we mentioned things that we're harvesting right now, like we talked about scaling the business and, you know, scaling on my end from Octane, how that's been very fruitful. Cicely has talked about how transitioning with Liam has been so fruitful as he gains more independence. I think it's just so important that we celebrate all these moments that we have in the time that we're doing it. I know right now in our heads we're like, you know, that momentum as we talked about earlier in the show, Cicely, just having that right momentum to just keep on going to the next step and progress further than what we did before. So, I just really hope that in the span of this conversation that people are getting little bits and pieces of wisdom and high energy that we're wanting to give to anyone in our tribe and listening range. For all of you women in tech and all of you women creatives out there, this is what this platform is for. It's sustaining itself in more ways than one. I just love pouring into different types of people from across the world that are looking for their tribe. And luckily, Priscilla jumped in on part of that tribe in the very beginning of the show. And it's so cool to have her back on here just to say hi and pop in and share with her thoughts on transition and the seeds that she's planting in life now. So I feel like you come like almost, I don't want to say 180, but you come like a good hard like 60, 65 degree, you know, like so almost
78.4. Whatever. No, it's funny though, because I have, when I have gone back and listened to it, because you know, I do, and what I use that for is for when I'm you know, I can't find a therapist right now. So when I need a little pep talk, I listen, I go, hey, look at that girl. Oh yeah, that's right. Me. You know? And it reminds me, like I actually, in Facebook memories, sometimes they're good, right? And they, I had one last year where I just talked about, hey, I just got my two LLCs. And I said, I had this many clients. I have this many, whatever. I'm not in the same boat, but it's so neat to see. Oh, okay. So it's been a year.
Look how far you've come. Like, yeah. Seriously. I love that. Awesome. Okay. Well, I think we are on the other side of this conversation, ladies. How do you guys, how would you like to close out the evening? We have so many different ways. We could.
This one, I love it.
Here, everybody, hold hands.
Like we're talking about.
Kumbaya. We got a kumbaya around the phone.
Oh, I love it.
I would be so for it if I wasn't already like, mm-mm.
Right, Danielle, the lost the voice, to come back from losing the voice.
Man. How about you? I'd love to end up crying. Cicely, you don't know. Every single time I see a picture of him, I cry. And I told her the first time I ever met Theo, do you remember this? I have a picture. I have tears in my eyes.
She screenshotted it and put it on stories or on somewhere on Facebook.
I love it.
She was just like, I just cried.
I feel teary now thinking about him.
Oh, I love it.
My babies make you cry for other things, but Theo, I don't know something about him. There must have been some soul something some at some point because it he brings out.
He's a special baby. He's such a special baby.
Oh my gosh.
And we love him.
I fall for him every time.
Right? Oh my goodness. he's our podcast.
Now let's do all the puns. Let's do all the pun puns, all the fall puns we can think of.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. I love fall puns. Oh my goodness.
I've got to Google it because I can't even.
You can't even what?
I can't even think of anything. I'm like, my brain just.
I was thinking of, you know, remember like, what was that? On a, what's that? Back to the Future when he would say, make like a tree and leave.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh.
Captions. I'm like, I'm putting together an ad. What am I thinking of? Right?
Right?
This is hilarious.
It's fall coming back to me now.
Oh, I know.
Right? There we go.
I wish I was. I mean, this is one time I can say I wish I was there with you guys. Because Cicely, are you in Lexington too? Or
I normally am. Today I am in North Dakota. So of all places, right?
Wow, you're across America.
That's why it's still so bright outside because I'm in Central Time. So.
Like you don't have a ring light back there.
No, the ring light's in front of me. So this is just natural, beautiful North Dakota daylight.
Okay, let me ask you this: since ring light, right? Since we're talking about fall.
Yeah.
When you got, you both have yours facing you.
Yes.
It looks so beautiful.
So Danielle, you can see hers in the. Is yours on you right now?
No, I have it off. I haven't. Mine isn't. But it's like. But when I have it towards me, I feel like it's not right. Yeah, it's not right. So I have. I actually have it bouncing off of the back wall.
Okay. Yes. Some kind of, I can see it in your glasses. I was like, "There's a light somewhere." Do you have like a dimmer? Like, does it change? Like the intensity. I can't. Mm-hmm. Like, see how like I just changed.
It does. See, it changes. I wish I had something, an indicator, because when I change it, I'm like. 1, 2, 3, 4
Oh no, like which one did I leave it on? So I think just playing with it and maybe using like using natural light as well and kind of like playing with both because I feel it looks better when you have the natural and the ring light.
Yeah. Yes. I like to do I went forever without getting a ring light. I mean, I seriously, Danielle knows this. Mm-hmm. And I had box on top of box, phone plugged in there, and it was when it started to be winter and I forgot. It's raining outside. I can't do this. I was only using natural light.
Right.
Yeah. And you see it and it looks like an after dark special because it's so
right. It's shadowy. Right.
The first day I noticed it was when I was talking about Rainbow Bridge. So it was very appropriate because it was raining outside. It was dark. And I was just like, I'm not going to cry about my dogs.
It was just gloomy. The atmosphere was gloomy.
Yeah. But you guys look fantastic.
Oh, I lost
this. Well,
Oh man,
I guess I didn't compliment her fast enough.
Oh no. But I think in general, like we had I have a natural lamp that sits over here in the far right hand side.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I keep my light on the lowest intensity. Facing me. One, because I have glasses and you can uh-huh. see that reflection pretty yeah. hard if it was too bright. Yeah. And we both have glasses, so I know it would, you know, we'd have that refraction a little bit, but it's, yeah. I feel like
it's mine are just
super cute.
These ones are blue. These are not, I need some for vision, but these are just the blue. I always say Blu-ray, blue light.
Uh-huh, it's blue light. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I feel you. Yeah. I'm almost like really, really blind. So I have my actual lenses for that. Oh, here's Cicely. Okay. Here she goes. She's
gone. I don't know what happened. Don't ask.
Right, I didn't compliment you fast enough.
I was like,
I'm out.
I was like, right, did it cut off? Like, what happened? Sorry, guys.
No worries. But I mean, I feel like at the end of it all, we're all, again, just kind of making that edge toward, you know, keeping our sanity a little bit longer as we get into the holiday season, toward the end of the year, quarter four, all the things. So I'm hoping that, again, we just kind of continue to celebrate each other. That's mm-hmm. what this particular episode was all about. Like, we're taking a breather from a guest. We're taking a breather from having a lot of heavy, concentrated information, maybe, and really just having a woman-to-woman discussion, like, just internal checking in, making sure everyone's, like, still legit. We're all still breathing. You know, we have some of us have shoes. And then, you know, making sure that, you know, We're all fed at the end of the day. So in whatever way that you are transitioning in life, maybe it's not fall, maybe it's the opposite. I have staff that's on the other side of the world. So for them, it's the flip, right? So, I mean, it's one of those situations where wherever you are in that transition, that you're being supported in some way or fashion. You have some sort of support system in place where you feel encouraged and empowered to make decisions boldly, as you will. Mm-hmm. And also, too, that you know that you're not alone. This podcast is that platform for that. So, yeah, I just kind of want to wrap up this conversation with, you know, encouragement, support each other, be a little punny, as we have been with these fall puns. And I'm really looking forward to having more internal discussions with you guys on our platform on Facebook, on our Facebook page.
And just like that, the episode ends, but the convo has just begun.
Thanks for listening to the MDG podcast.
We want to hear from you. If you enjoyed our podcast, give it a review on your listening app of choice. Continue to follow our page
and look out for bonus content releases throughout the year. This podcast is produced by Octane Design Studios. Until next time.
Agricultural education of Black Kentuckians, reconnecting them to the land through opportunities to live healthier lives and celebrate the heritage and legacy of Black farmers. Black Soil introduces urban families to the farmers, growers, and producers who work the land, creating sustainable food and healthy options. Through community events, farmers markets, and educational programs across the state, Black Soil is aimed to support Black agriculture. One farmer, one business, one student at a time. Learn more by visiting www.blacksoilky.com.